And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. After two presidential visits, $1 billion plus in federal funding, and a renovation that's already affected anyone driving between Superior and Duluth, the Blatnik Bridge Total Replacement Project is on track. It's set to begin in 2027, just enough time to get used to the new interchange on the Duluth side between Interstates 35 and 535 before the new work begins. But all that road work and even the completed project affects more than just vehicles. The Superior side in particular has numerous businesses directly in the line of traffic. There are solutions, however, and here to discuss them is Jim Caesar, Executive Director of the Development Association of Superior and Douglas County. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Jim.
Thank you, Robin. Happy to be here.
So how bad will it be? Will there be periods of no traffic at all passing by, or a little, or rerouted?
Well, I mean, it's mostly going to be, you know, rerouted. But it's still going to impact more than just those businesses that are close to the bridge. You know, several years ago, the bridge closed, and it certainly did some damage to the businesses right there next to the bridge. But I think, particularly being closed for 5+ years, I think it'll impact most businesses throughout the city and even beyond, perhaps.
Right there, of course, we've got things like the Steakhouse, the Superior Inn, the Quick Trip is a very popular spot.
Yes.
But then there's also the, the more heavy industries that have trucks that really need to come right off the bridge and go where they're going. So what does all that mean in terms of rerouting and using, I guess, the Bong Bridge?
Yeah, it's going to be, extremely difficult. You know, if you look at also for businesses down 2nd Street, there as well, when you get down to Bluewater Flats and Perkins and those types, a lot of that traffic will be, rerouted. That won't be coming by there, So it's a huge concern, and we brought down to Superior Days as an issue and have been working with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation on some kind of assistance program for those businesses that are going to be impacted. Currently, we are working on a capacity grant. I hope to have that completed this month. That would provide funding for a consultant. Then we work with bringing in local businesses on what the impact is and what are some of the suggestions and options for assistance going forward. From my standpoint, I'm hoping there's something like in terms of forgivable loans. And if you maintain certain criteria, such as employment levels and that those loans then would be forgiven. And then we're involved in an advisory committee that's just getting up and going now, and we'll be meeting on July 12th. And that'll be with both the Minnesota and the Wisconsin DOT.
Will there be a total closure? I am familiar with bridge replacements around the country, and sure. You see one go up and the other one is still there before they close it down. So do you know how we're doing it?
That's not happening in this case. They will close the existing bridge completely. And I'll be honest, I don't fully understand all the logic behind that, but that's what's indicated. And again, why it's so concerning to us at the Development Association of what kind of impact it's going to have on businesses here.
Are there some businesses that simply won't be able to operate? I mentioned the Quick Trip is completely dependent on Hammond Avenue traffic.
Yeah, I know. I think they'll certainly be impacted, but I would not expect them to close or anything. And we're not hearing anything from any of the businesses about actually closing their doors. But there's a lot of anxiety out there. And even those businesses that are going to be impacted that actually have to move, a lot of the information is just coming out now, what kind of package they're going to get to cover their move and such. So, and I think that is one of the reasons why they pushed it back to 2027. And initially, they were looking at the first quarter of 2026. But I mean, if a business had to rebuild and start today, it would be a tough road by the first quarter of 2026.
This was a topic in Superior Days in April. What was the reception down there in Madison?
Yeah, I think you know, from this issue, you know, everybody was favorable, but you know, we I think made more progress on the agency side so far rather than the legislative side. So we'll keep plugging away. My biggest concern is with these businesses that are going to get impacted, and I'm less concerned about it in year one. I think people will kind of put up with the hassle, and yeah, I still want to support local businesses and that, but I think by the second year, the inconvenience gets real tiring, and then I'm worried about, hey, I'm not going to go over there. It's too much of a hassle to get around and such. So, you know, and in some regard, some businesses could actually be helped by this if it's keeping people from going over to Duluth, you know, to shop or whatever and find more shopping opportunities on this side of the bridge.
Well, in that case, let's never build a bridge. And in fact, let's tear down the bong while we're at it. Who needs Duluth, but, right?
And we certainly like those people from Duluth coming over.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
participating. But yeah, it's still, it's really concerning. We certainly had hoped that they would have left the one bridge open and built the other alongside of it, but that's just not going to happen. So we are looking to provide some assistance for these businesses. So we think, you know, we still got some time to get that together and hashed out and adopted.
Where can people get more information or help?
They can certainly get a hold of us at the Development Association. Email is info@wegrowbiz.org. Or my own email is jim@wegrowbiz.org. Also the Chamber of Commerce, and of course the DOTs of both Wisconsin and Minnesota.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Jim Caesar, Executive Director of the Development Association of Superior and Douglas County. We've been talking about how businesses will be affected by the replacement of the Blatnik Bridge scheduled for 2027. Thank you for joining us, Jim.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And you can always find great stories from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.